Live here at Gillette Stadium, Mutt and Lou, Sports Radio WEEI, Troy Brown hanging out. It's a Patriots Monday. We talked to Dion Branch. We talked to Andre Carter. First time been able to sit down and been on the phone the whole time, Andre. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate
it. No problem.
It.
Appreciate it. Great being here as always. Well, actually, this is my first time being here.
It's your first time with us
yeah.
in studio live.
In the studio. It's live. Yeah. Live in the fit.
Yes, indeed.
Frustration yesterday. You talked about it after the game defensively.
Yes.
You had a couple of pressures, a couple of sacks in the quarterback, but third down, Pittsburgh, 10 of 16, and
right.
it seems like talking, listening to the defenders, boy, that really got to you guys, not being able to get off the field
it
there
did,
on third
it
down.
It did. And the Pittsburgh Steelers, they took advantage of that, although it was on the offensive side of the ball. I mean, as you compare apples and oranges as far as the timing on the clock, I mean, Pittsburgh, they controlled it on the offensive side of the ball, and that kept the defensive Steelers real fresh, and they kept on going three and out. So when that happens, it's just going to be a long day for us.
Yeah, I was talking to Dion, too, about it snowballing a little bit for the offense, not getting a rhythm for you
right.
guys. Similar, like you said, 40 minutes out there in the field
right.
facing these guys. Not beating you deep down the field,
no.
but it's just 10-play drives.
Yes.
10-play. Five of the first seven drives they had were 10-play drives.
Yes, yes.
I mean, that's got to take its toll on conditioning-wise.
It does. I mean, we do pride ourselves off of condition, don't get me wrong. But at the same time, I honestly don't know when we'll look at the film how many plays they had on us. I mean, maybe it could have been 70, maybe it could have been 80. But that's just too much mm-hmm. on our side of the fence.
I think it was 73 to
yeah,
40.
Yeah, that's just too many snaps being played, and it does, like I said, it does wear and tear on you. So we just got to go back from scratch and see what we did wrong and bounce back.
There were a few things that went wrong.
Yeah,
during the game,
too many things.
You know, one of the glaring ones I think was also not just third downs, but the inability to get the ball carry on the ground.
Yes.
The first hit.
Yes. Poor tackle.
You know,
poor tackling.
One of the things. I mean, how much do you credit that to the new rules with not having to be able to put on pads and do tackling? I know, like in the past, we would do tackling drill
right.
during the bye week because you guys didn't particularly tackle that well in the Cowboy
right.
game.
You know, that's a good question. I mean, I think as you get older, yes, tackling is a mindset.
Yeah.
But from your experience, even when
yeah.
I was younger. Playing in the league to now, yeah, I mean, there's some things as far as fundamentals, as far as just the repetition
yeah.
and things that you have to do. But you can't make excuses.
Yeah.
You pull in the pads and it's game time.
Yeah.
So it's just unfortunate that we just pretty much got out executed. We didn't tackle well. I'm not sure as far as assignment wise where we're on point as far as communication.
Yeah.
It was a circus.
I know the defensive backs. Front seven kind of work together in the defense,
right.
pressure on the quarterback, defending that pass game. A lot of new bodies out there, especially in that secondary.
Yes.
I mean, when something like that happens, you guys, the front seven, come in and say, we have got to pressure this
yes.
quarterback. Ben,
yes.
take a little pressure off of these guys.
Because, right.
like I said, the communication out there in the backfield seemed like a little lost at times.
Right.
Just different bodies coming in and out.
Right. And then, as you mentioned, I mean, as a defensive lineman in general, granted, I think total, I mean, we had maybe five or six sacks in the game. Granted, that's okay, but when you mentioned third down and
yeah.
just not getting off the field, we just have to get there, whether it's just more pressure in the pocket for a four-man rush or a five-man rush and just continue to be consistent and just help our guys in the back end.
This week had to be a whirlwind this week, too. They placed Rashad Dolan on injured reserve,
yes.
Lee Bodden,
yeah.
you know, just out of town all of a sudden like that, boom,
right,
you know.
Right.
I know you don't want to share the insight on that, but, you
yeah,
know.
But we wish
you would. But whatever it is, he's not here.
He's not here.
So
yeah.
you got a bunch of new jerseys out there,
right.
new faces, and guys making calls. You mentioned the miscommunication.
Right.
And one point we saw Adams out there, who we referred to as watching the game yesterday. We just said number 26 is in the game
yeah.
in the secondary. So
right.
at this point, you know, all those new bodies like Luke's talked about.
Yes.
It's just I'm sure that had to add to the communication.
Yeah, it's unfortunate because we thought we had a decent week of practice. We thought we were on point. But we'll have to, like I said, we'll have to analyze and see what the things we did wrong. And we'll really have to rectify them quick because, as you know, next week, going against the Giants, we got Manning. And through my experience of playing against him, he's good at reading the backfield, reading certain keys. So we have to be on point.
As he put it, he's as good as Tom Brady.
He's up there. I mean, he's one of the elite. I mean, from my experience of being in the NFC East, we have some tough battles.
Answer. He's not as good.
yeah, I'm just. I'm not. Yeah.
Maybe not elite, but he's there somewhere.
He's up there.
You talked last week too about starting to get a little more comfortable too. This 4-3 is a different 4-3 than maybe you would come up and play it in. everybody's Belichick's mantra is do your job.
Yep.
Now it seems like the last few weeks, some of the pressure. You're one of the bright spots on that defense, especially this week. Are you starting to get real comfortable with this?
You know, I pride myself on just learning the fundamentals and working, enhancing my technique. That's just something that I've always carried since I started playing this game. And why not be a part of this organization that shares the same philosophy? And, you know, I'm the best because 10 guys beside me helped me grow and helped me become more of a better player. I mean, I got V over there. I call V. V's like our fourth linebacker. You know, he's just such a bright individual. And I've always dreamed of being that bright, but there's only so much I can do.
Leave that up to him. I'll leave that up to him.
But just to have just the great amount of guys that just want to work and want to be successful, I mean, I'm just blessed. That's all I can say.
That game yesterday, I think, sort of sums up the way the league has changed. Maybe since you were drafted to play for San Francisco, Andre.
Right.
Ben Roethlisberger threw the ball 50 times.
He did.
Yesterday. This
he
league
did.
Is now a pass-first league, and much different than the old Pittsburgh days.
Yes,
even.
Yes. You know, and what was crazy was, now, Grant, you have to expect the unexpected. No, don't get me wrong. When you prepare for opponent and you look at the game film week by week, of course, the mindset is, especially – when it comes to the Steelers, okay, they're going to pound the ball.
Yeah.
They're going to pound it and pound and pound it. But this wasn't the case. I mean, he threw the ball, and he was successful from it, and he was pinpointing different offensive weapons there. He spread the ball out well. I mean, he also made some great audible checks. He was just dead on. But, yeah, the league is changing to that degree.
In a game like that where they're picking up a bunch of third downs and they're getting offensive players at times wide open over the middle, what's the communication like, Andre, on the sideline? How much is the coaching staff trying to make adjustments as Ben is hitting those third downs and keeping these drives going?
You know, that's a good question. I mean, we're constantly on the sidelines just discussing what we have to do on pass rush. The linebackers in the secondary, they're doing their thing. It's just it's just communication. It's just trying to out execute your opponent.
You got New York, team you faced a little bit. Your time there in Washington.
Oh yeah. This is a team that will, as you know, will definitely pass the ball, but they've been known to run. I mean, I've experienced Jacobs and Bradshaw. They're some downhill power runners, and they'll try to wear you out and also embarrass you.
Tougher guy to bring down, Roethlisberger or Brandon Jacobs?
Yeah. Oh, man, both. Both. Brandon Jacobs is like a freaking D-tackle. You know, he's big, thick. I mean, he just never stopped his feet, and they do a good job as far as rotating those two backs and keeping them fresh throughout the game.
All right, you got to go watch some video. Appreciate the time
appreciate
here today.
Yeah,
thanks for
so
hanging
much.
Out. Talking
appreciate
some football. Andre Carter, the Patriots, joining us. Troy Brown is here. It's a Patriots Monday, we promise. Get to all of your phone calls at 617-779-0850. Toll free, 888-525-0850. Verizon cell phone, #WEEI. It's a free phone call. Text us anytime at 850-850. Troy Brown, Mutt and Lou, Patriots Monday.